Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the particulars of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, jawami'ul kalim, the eloquence and the comprehensiveness of speech. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say few words, and to understand the in-depth understanding, it really takes a lot of reflecting, a lot of a lot of effort. One of the famous ahadith fi sunnah, والحديث أخرجه الإمام أحمد وفي مسنده والإمام الترمذي في جامعه. الإمام الترمذي also compiled the hadith, and you know, normally when you bring a hadith like this, we know that the only two books of narrations, some of the brothers may not be aware of the term hadith. Hadith are sayings, statements which were made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In order to bring a statement like this from other books than al-Bukhari wa Muslim, you have to always get the verification of one of the experts of hadith. In this case, al-Imam al-Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated the hadith. Also Tirmidhi authenticated it. Also Al-Qadi Iyad authenticated it, and others. The hadith is authentic. The narrator is a companion by the name of Abi Kabsh al-Anmari radiyallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in this particular statement, he said something before it. Yani before stating what he wanted to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as if he want to let you know that this is an extremely important statement. He said the following: thalathatun uqsimu alayhinna, three things I take oath on them, I'm willing to take oath on them that they are correct. Wa uhaddithukum hadithan fahfadhuh. It's actually one of the few times that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to his ummah, I would like you to memorize this hadith. And beside the three things I will take oath on, I would like you to memorize this hadith. So of course it's not mandatory, but out of respect to fulfill the wish of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you should memorize this hadith. He said, as for the three I'm willing to take oath on, I will narrate the entire hadith and go back. I'm really focused on the piece where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended for us to memorize. As for the three I'm taking oath on, thalathatun uqsimu alayhinna. Number one, ma naqasa malun min sadaqah. Your wealth, when you give sadaqah out of it, it will not decrease. And obviously now, you can understand why the Prophet is taking oath on this, because technically, if you have $10 and you take out two in sadaqah, you're no longer having $10, but you have eight. But the Prophet is telling you your calculation is different. No, no. This wealth will not decrease. And I'll explain, I'll shed some light on this. So this is number one. Number two, وَمَا صَبَرَ عَبْدٌ عَلَى مَظْلَمَةٍ إِلَّا وَزَادَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا عِزَّةٍ. Any time that you are wronged, you're accused of something, but here it is, and you're able to stop this, you're able to crush the person. الإسلام لا يدعو إلى الخنوع. Islam does not call upon you to be weak. لا. You should stand for your rights. But Islam encourages you that when you're able to inflict harm upon the person who wronged you that you should forgive and let go. اللي هو الصبر اللي هو الايه العفو عند المقدرة. العفو عند المقدرة, that you pardon and you forgive while you're able to get to that person. This is a sign of belief. Now because of doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you, will elevate you because of this patience and forgiving which you displayed in the face of injustice which was inflicted upon you. So this is two. Number three, وَمَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا وَفَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ فَقْرٍ. Anytime you go around and beg people, give me, give me, give me, give me, with no need. You do not need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this person poorer or more poor, whatever is English here. More poor. The more he asks, the more poor he becomes, because he doesn't need to ask, brothers and sisters in Islam. So those are the three things which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam took oath on. وَأُحَدِّثُكُمْ حَدِيثًا فَاحْفَظُوهُ. And I'm going to narrate to you a hadith, a narration, a statement. I would like you to memorize it. إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لِأَرْبَعَةِ نَفَرٍ. There are four types of people in this world. You're one of four people. You're one of them. إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لِأَرْبَعَةِ نَفَرٍ. There are four types of people in this world. Number one, عَبْدٍ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَعِلْمًا. The first one, Allah given him, Allah granted him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him wealth and knowledge. And I'm talking about the knowledge of the religion, not the knowledge of this world, which is necessary. But the reference here to the knowledge of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given him both wealth, money and knowledge. Look what he does because of his knowledge. فَهُوَ يَتَّقِي فِيهِ رَبَّهِ. He has taqwa when it comes to this money. He makes sure that he earns it from halal and he spends it in halal. That's هذه التقوى. يا إخوة, remember that. Two questions about wealth on the day of judgment, about money. How did you earn it and how did you spend it? The two. يتقي فيه ربه ويصل فيه رحمه. And he uses this wealth to uphold his kinship ties. He begins sharing his wealth with his relatives around him. He's not stingy. This is a key, ya ikhwa. Sometimes, ولذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says, أفضل الصدقة على ذي الرحم الكاشح. The best sadaqah that you can do, when you give sadaqah to a relative who envies you. Look at him, he has this money. He's rich. Give him sadaqah. You will kill that envy. We're human, we're weak. Envy, we all have envy. وَالظُّلْمُ مِنْ شِيَمِ النُّفُوسِ وَإِنْ تَرَى ذَا عِفَّةٍ فَلِعِلَّةٍ لَا يَظْلِمُ. We all have envy, by the way. We all envy. But what is the difference? That your taqwa, your iman, your faith prevented you from harming the person, inflicting harm upon this person, whether by evil eye or whether by slandering or talking bad about him. Not many relatives have that. They are weak in front of their nafs. So don't help them with their nafs. Yani help him against his nafs. Give sadaqah to them. يَتَّقِي فِيهِ رَبَّهِ وَيَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهِ وَيَعْرِفُ لِلَّهِ فِيهِ حَقَّهِ. And he fulfilled the rights of Allah in that wealth. He knows that this wealth, if I owned it for a whole lunar year and it reaches a minimum amount of around $3,000 for a whole year, then I have to give out 2.5% to the poor, to the needy. This is mandatory. Whatever I give more after that is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best of mankind. This one is the best. The best. And subhanAllah, ikhwa, this is the type that you're allowed to perform constructive envy. اللي هي الغبطة. You see, there is a constructive envy that you wish to be like the person without wishing him to lose what he has. You. والدليل حديث عبد الله بن مسعود قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم والحديث في الصحيحين لا حسد إلا في اثنتين. No envy, no constructive envy, except in two cases. رجل آتاه الله علما أو آتاه الله القرآن. One of the two. A man Allah given knowledge that he shares it with the people, he teaches the people Islam day and night, or he recites the Quran day in and day out. You may wish to be like this person without him losing. You see, if you wish for him to lose his knowledge, his Quran, then that's a destructive envy. But if you want to be like him, you wish to be like him, that's permissible in Islam. The second, وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا. And a man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given wealth to, and he spends it day in and day out, that you wish to be like him. So you may, this is the best of Muslims in this world, brothers and sisters in Islam. So this is type one. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about this type, أفضل المنازل, the best in position, this type. But look at the second one, we said four. ورجل أو عبد آتاه الله علما ولم يؤته مالا. Allah given him knowledge without wealth. No wealth. Why? ولو بسط الله الرزق لعباده لبغوا في الأرض. يا إخوة, if Allah gives you what you wish to have, you never know what you will do with that. Allah knows you better than you. That person, he has knowledge, but he doesn't have wealth. But look, his knowledge straightened out his intention. فَهُوَ صَادِقُ النِّيَّةِ. He has a truthful and pure intention. What does he say? He will say what in his heart now? لَوْ أَنَّ لِي مِثْلَ فُلَانِ. If I have the money, I have the knowledge of the number one, I have the knowledge, but if I have his money, I would have done like him and more. If I have $1 million, I would have built a place for the poor and the needy. I would have built a well in Africa. I would have built a masjid somewhere. He, شوف, فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَهُمَا فِي الْأَجْرِ سَوَاءٍ. Subhanallah, because of his intention, he attains the rank of the first one. He didn't do anything. He just had what? Good intention. Truthful intention. He's not faking it. He attains the rank of the first one. So this is two. Top three. Number three. Those are the two that you don't want even to belong to. وَرَجُلٍ آتاه الله مالا ولم يؤته علما. And a man or a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given him wealth, but he did not give him knowledge. فهو يخبط في ماله. Wallahi, that expression is a prophetic expression. You know, he squander. I look for a verb, يخبط, you know, squander. Basically, you know, he just spends, he gets the money like we talked last year, last khutbah, about the man who, he doesn't care how did he get the money. لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَ الْمَالِ أَمِنْ حَلَالٍ أَوْ مِنْ حَرَمٍ. He careless how did he get the money. He careless from usury, from haram, from cheating, from stealing, from bribery, from rashwa. He cares not. I just have the money. يَخْبِطُ فِي مَالِ. And he doesn't care where he spends it. He goes and you know, I heard about this ruler in the Muslim world buying a picture for $500,000 when Muslims are starving to death. Ya ragl, give me a break, ya ragl. Or having a boat. One of the brothers in my life show calls me, Sheikh, what is the ruling on owning a car? I think that one of these $400,000 car and it has a cross or something. I said, man, a Muslim owning a car like that to begin with. Listen, there is nothing wrong with it, wallahi. But $400,000, you place it in a car. What's going on with you? Or these brothers who end up, you know, that they are car craving for cars. The cars are, you know, one of the whims and desires Allah quoted in the verse, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَمْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ. هذه الخيل المسومة الآن هي السيارات, the cars. The branded horses or these famous horses are like these famous cars. Yeah, okay, what about 50, 60, $100,000 car? That's fine. But 400, ya rajl, ليه? He doesn't care. He just has money and he spends it. one of these guys we had in Egypt, you know, he's Christian, alhamdulillah, he's not a Muslim. He said, my dinner, he eats his dinner for $5,000, his dinner. Imagine, he eat dinner $5,000. He's not a Muslim, alhamdulillah. You know, that's the type, يَخْبِطُ فِي مَالِهِ. He doesn't care less. He doesn't, when he can use this wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this. Because he lacks the knowledge, he doesn't know how to spend his wealth wisely. This is one. وَلَا يَتَّقِي فِيهِ رَبَّهِ. He doesn't know how to earn it from lawful means. وَلَا يَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهِ. And he does not use it to uphold his kinship ties, to have a good relationship with his relatives, with this, using this wealth. He's stingy. Look at him, he has all this money and he doesn't share with us. وَلَا يَعْرِفُ لِلَّهِ فِيهِ حَقَّهِ. And he doesn't pay zakah. He hardly pays zakah. فذلك بأخبث المنازل. This is the worst. وهذا هو قارون. رب العالمين told us the story of قارون in the Quran, depicting this man. إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة. Imagine the keys to his treasures. You would need at least 12 strong men to carry it. The keys. Talking about wealth here. This is what you call what? إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح. بس جاهل. رجل جاهل. He's ignorant. قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. He said, I got this wealth because of me. This is the third. Look at the fourth now. أسفل السفلة. هذا هو. The worst that a person can do. وعبد أو رجل لم يؤتيه الله مالا ولا علما. He doesn't have neither money or knowledge. But he lacked the knowledge. His intention is weird. His intention is bad. He would say, if I would have the wealth of the third one, the ignorant rich, the rich who is ignorant, I will do like him. I will go and buy this fancy car. I will build this huge place out there. I will do. فَهُمَا فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَهُمَا فِي الْوِزْرِ سَوَى. Subhanallah, because of his bad intention, he will be in the same position like the third one. Ya ikhwa, هذا الحديث. Imagine, now you can tell who are you. But think about this hadith. What is the one factor or element which distinguished the four? Which made a difference between them? Having or lacking knowledge? العلم. Having knowledge. By the way, money is beautiful. You know, I think there is a misunderstanding when we bring up the subject that people assume that, you know, we shouldn't be having money. No. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said it to Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنه, قال له نعم المال الصالح للرجل الصالح. What a righteous wealth, halal, lawful, earned wealth for a righteous man. هو مقام الدنيا يا إخوة على المال, مقام الدنيا على المال. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to mention one of the qualities of his wife who passed away, Khadija رضي الله عنها, what did he say about him? What did he say صلى الله عليه وسلم about her رضي الله عنها, his wife Khadija? He said واسطني بمالها, she shared her wealth with me. When he spoke about Abu Bakr, when Umar got him upset one day, he said stay away from Abu Bakr, he واساني بماله, he helped me with his money. فالمال, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم at one day he stood up in the masjid when the masjid became small for the Muslims in Medina. He said, who can make that masjid bigger? Who stood up? Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله عنه. He went and he bought the deed from one of the neighbors of the masjid and he said, this is the extension to your masjid, ya Rasulullah. When a Jewish member of the community in Medina owned the source of water, pure water, drinking water, the Prophet said, who can buy this water and he will get as much as a normal Muslim get? He's not going to become another monopoly here. No, he's going to share the water with the rest of the Muslims. He's not going to be taking a special share or selling. Uthman ibn Affan did. المال يا إخوة is important. Don't. لا. But what matters is how did you earn it and how did you spend it? That's what matters at the end of the day. For you to be able to be in position to do this is to have knowledge. Or you call someone with knowledge. Wallahi, our brother, he's a noble brother. I love him for the sake of Allah. Well, I was a key ala Allah. Unfortunately, he moved to New Jersey now. Brother Ruslan, he's one of the major contributors to this project. MashaAllah, wallahi, he's a successful businessman, but he never run a contract without sending it to me to review it. I look at the contract. I tell him, you have to change that. That's someone who cares about his earning, about his income. You're going to feed your children from this money. The wives of the righteous people in the past, the first three great generations, they used to tell their husbands when they go out, اتق الله فينا, fear Allah in us, don't bring back food that is haram. I'm not talking about dhabiha here, that you earn from halal, from haram. Make sure that you bring a provision from halal. So that's what matters, brothers and sisters in Islam, once it comes to wealth. Don't think that Islam dismisses that you being wealthy. La, we need the wealthy Muslims, but righteous wealth and righteous Muslims. Wallahi, a story, it's the first time when I'm preparing for this khutbah, I came across, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Amr ibn al-As left for his son, Abdullah, a garden, hadiqa, next to Masjid al-Nabawi. And he used to like it. He used to go there and have a good time and relax. So later on, during the Amawi time, Abdullah ibn Amr, one of the companions who grown old, so the Amir of Medina wanted that garden. Imagine now, the Amir wanted your garden. Huh? He want to take away your garden. Abdullah said, no, I'm not selling it. He said, you will sell it to me. Now, he's using what? His power. You know what Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As did? He went and he gathered his family. He gathered his children. And all the people who are working with him. And they geared up like they're going to fight. They geared up. They wore the shield. And they took the swords. And they went and they stood in front of the garden. So the people said, what's going on? Are you going to fight for a garden? He said, yes. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man mata duna mali fahuwa shaheed. Whoever dies defending his wealth, he's a martyr. Defending your wealth. Man mata duna ahlihi wa mali. It's okay, you know, wealth is okay, but as long as you have the knowledge of how to spend it, how to earn it, brothers and sisters in Islam. Unfortunately, many Muslims now, they hardly calculate their zakah. They hardly calculate their zakah. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated zakah to be 2.5%. You must, like you do with any other business, if you're a businessman, you look at all these numbers and you look, how much do I owe to the poor and the needy? This is my mandatory zakah I must give. فَهَذَا وَالْمَالِ. As long as you earn this mal from lawful means and you fulfill the right of this wealth which is upon you to the poor and the needy, and you also use it to uphold your kinship ties, to provide for your family, there is nothing wrong with that. But what will help you here is knowledge. Without the knowledge, you cannot do it. You see, without the knowledge, brothers and sisters in Islam, you're going to assume like Qarun, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. One of the worst things when you have wealth, that you think that you got this wealth because of your smartness, because of your education, because of your techniques, because of your business skills. That is what, one of the worst things. لِنَّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَقُولُ وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِّعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Every ni'mah that you have is from Allah. There is nothing wrong with you to mention how did you get the money, but you have to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah has guided me that I went to that college, and Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, I majored in business, Subhanallah, Allah has guided me, Alhamdulillah, and I excel, and Subhanallah, I started this business, I found this opportunity, it was halal, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Allah has guided me, Allah sent me a lot of business. That's how you talk. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Because when you talk about it like you're the one who got it, you're really asking people to worship themselves. You know, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in jail, and the two inmates, Prophet Joseph, the two inmates, they saw those two dreams. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You're different. And we're talking about character here, we're not talking about wealth. They were in jail. We're talking about character, having a good character. You have a good character, you're well-mannered. You're not like everyone else here in this jail. You know, ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. This is what my Lord taught me. Allah made me this way. That's what it means, manifestation of La ilaha illallah in action. That you let people know the source, so you direct them to the source. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. And you can be like me. You can be like me. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. I abandoned your way. You don't believe in Allah in the hereafter. I'm different. I believe in Allah in the hereafter if you want to be like me. فَالشَّاهِدْ. Brothers and sisters in Islam, knowledge is a key. And that was the dividing element between those four. When you lack the knowledge, ولذلك العلماء الفقهاء قالوا ماذا؟ قالوا, we have two categories of knowledge. You must know Tawheed. You must know the mandatory acts of worship like Salah, Zakah if you qualify, fasting if you fast. You have to learn that. But also if you are in a particular business, you must learn Fiqh هذه. لو تاجر مثلا, if you're a farmer, you should know zakatul hasad, zakatul zuru'. If you're into the business of selling and buying animals, you should know the zakah here. If you're in the business of selling and buying stuff, you must learn how. And if you don't know how, فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.